There is a lot of excitement in Illinois yesterday.
It's another Blagojevich day.
Yes, the impeachment trial of Rod Blagojevich continues today, but yesterday there was much anticipation as lawmakers waited to hear portions of the much-talked-about secret FBI recordings of the governor. Only a little bit of those recordings was played. Amanda Vinicky of Illinois Public Radio was there, and she joins us now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, and you're correct. It was only four phone calls, and in total it lasted only about 5 minutes. So there had been, as you said, a lot of anticipation to hear these, but those who wanted to hear more only got their appetites wet just a bit.
Set the scene for us. The trial has begun. Give us the few moments leading up to when the tapes are played.
Well, this was the second day of the trial that the playing of these tapes occurred, and most of the morning had been spent going through the criminal complaint that came out on December 9th when Governor Blagojevich was first arrested. And the FBI agent that had been primarily involved with that investigation was on the stand, and he didn't really say very much. In fact, when going through and being questioned by the senators, there was someone else from the U.S. Attorney's Office that would say, yes, you can answer, or no, you can't answer. And oftentimes the answer was no, because he was very restricted to what he could talk about. And basically he just said, yes, this is fair and accurate. Everything that's contained in the criminal complaint is right. And they moved on from that point.
We have a 20-second bit of sound, as you've noted, not much, but this is a conversation between the governor and his former chief of staff, Lon Monk. What can you tell us about it?
These tapes all involve a piece of legislation that prosecutors say proves Blagojevich was engaged in a quid pro quo or pay to play, basically asking for a campaign contribution in order to sign this legislation. So the whole set of phone calls, this is the fourth of the four that we're going to hear coming up, and it involves Blagojevich and his chief of staff and his brother's on a tape talking about this earlier as well, trying to get a horse racing track owner to pony up some campaign cash is what prosecutors say this is all oriented towards. And so that's what you hear here. I think it's going to start with Lon Monk asking Blagojevich to call this horse racing track owner, kind of put some pressure on.
Let's hear it.
It's better if you do it just from a pressure point of view.
Yeah, good. I'll call him and say, yeah, well, and we want to do an event downstate. I thought
right.
We want to do it, and we hope to do this. We can get together and start picking some dates to do a set bill sign. Right.
Okay. So, what are the chances, based on my conversation with you yesterday, that this gets done next week?
You know, they're good.
That doesn't sound exactly like a smoking gun, not any talk about selling a Senate seat or anything like that.
Right. And we knew that there would be nothing regarding a U.S. Senate seat. I mean, the prosecutors have hours upon hours of wiretapped tapes and phone conversations from the governor's campaign office, the governor's home, Lon Monk's cell phone, other individuals' cell phones, videotapes even. This is only a very, very small portion. And they released it, they say, just because it's involving this particular piece of legislation that was cited in the criminal complaint. And even getting to this point took quite some time in terms of court dates, and Blagojevich and his attorneys had protested on their release. So no, I don't think that it's as salacious as everyone had expected. There'd been a lot of talk about the profanity-laden tapes and described in the criminal complaint. We don't hear any of that. The
Again,
governor
yes,
once.
And we have a second clip, actually, and this is the governor and Lon Monk, his former chief of staff, talking.
I feel like there's somebody else is holding him back.
No.
I believe it's Chris.
No.
Well, a whole year. You know what I mean?
Amanda, what were they talking about there?
It's continuing to talk about this legislation. He's saying, you know, it's taken a whole year to get this campaign contribution, or at least that's what prosecutors want us to believe. Blagojevich has maintained this is all taken out of context. However, he obviously has not been present at the trial. Instead, he's kind of going on this media blitz in New York, actually. So he hasn't been in Springfield, nor have any of his attorneys, to protest this. But prosecutors say that's continuing. And you see on those tapes, Blagojevich Karen and wanting this campaign contribution, saying, why is it taking a whole year? We got to put this pressure on. I want that money.
What was the reaction from the lawmakers who heard the tapes? I would hazard to guess they weren't bowled over by it.
No, you did have some senators saying, you know, just to hear the governor's voice. And they know, I think, enough of the background, whereas the public might not hear this and say, wow, that's some ripe audio. Senators that know, some of them were very struck by it. Others, however, say, you know, this is not at all what I'd been expecting. This is politics, and you wheel and deal in politics all the time. This is business as usual, and I didn't hear anything.
Well, that might be good news for Rod Blagojevich. Amanda Vinicky, thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda Vinicky is a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio, WUIS.
Business as usual in Illinois. That is a concept. There is a concept.
And we have Femi Okay now with the headlines.
Hello there. Just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour.